Hello, my name is Kaylee Spencer. I will be interviewing
Mr. Coach Tavares Young
about the city of Madison today. How was it growing up in Madison?
Actually, my growing experience was pretty good. It was more family-oriented. I grew up in an area where there was a lot of kids my age, whether it stayed houses by me. We had more public housing, and we grew up different from this generation because we didn't have cell phones and nothing like that. So a lot of our experience, we was outside, you know, whether it was basketball, riding bikes, hanging out, you know, going to the parks or going to the ice cream shop and just hanging out late night or the afternoon. It was always something for us to do as youth.
Would you say you still friends with anyone from back then?
One of my best friends, we've been friends since I was 4 years old. So you talking, 43 years.
Did you face any obstacles going to school in Madison?
I didn't. I pretty much, for us, from the kindergarten through the third grade, I went to Blair Elementary, which later became Bernard Law Elementary in the 2000s. My principal was actually Bernard Law Sr. That was my first principal. And at that time when I went to Blair, it was predominantly all black students at Blair Elementary. And then fourth and fifth grade, we had a school where on the same lot that Family Dollar is now, it was a school called Lewis Barre. And Lewis Barre was a fourth and fifth grade school. And that was the first time I had went to an integrated student with blacks and white students.
Did you have a good experience with sports here?
I had a great experience with sports. One of my passions were people that really know me to say you have a lot of love for Madison. My first year going to a Madison High School basketball games, they won a state championship in 1981. I was 5 years old in the kindergarten. So my family traveled to a lot of sports. I had a lot of family members, brothers, cousins play sports. So sport was always gonna be in my DNA at Madison. And that fueled me to want to follow into the footsteps, not just family members, the people that I see walking the streets. I stayed next to a basketball court in Newport called Banks, and all the top basketball players from Madison, Venice, Brooklyn played at Banks. So I had no choice but to follow sports because it was going to be in my DNA.
What is the best thing you remember about the city?
Best thing I remember about the city that most of us didn't have a lot, but we thought we had everything. Even though majority of my friends, I'm one of the few friends that had a mother and father household. Majority of my friends didn't have that. But even growing up, we didn't really think about that. We didn't have a stressful childhood. You know, there was always, we had older people that kept us in line. We had people, we had violence and stuff like that, but we felt safe coming to growing up.
Did living here teach you any valuable lessons?
I think living here taught me a lot of lessons that I probably wouldn't have learned elsewhere. Even the school system, I have mixed emotions about how the school system was when I was growing up compared to now. I think there was advantages, that things they did better when I was in school. I think there's a lot of things that as I grew up to be older that I don't agree with and I wish they didn't do, you know, as plus and minus for everything. I would say growing here, you get the best of both worlds. You see struggle and you see people overcome struggles. And like I say, growing up, we didn't really say that we felt underprivileged, but there were things that you kind of wish, as I'm older, wish that we would have took more for granted, specifically the education part, because it was easy, and it still is easy, to feel like you're not valuable enough, you're not smart enough. You know, I was a high honor student growing up, and then I had some hiccups and junior high school and some of the things that I went through, I didn't feel as smart as I probably should have. I feel like I wasn't capable enough, and those some things that hindered me. And that's kind of why I want to get back and came back to the school system, whether it was coaching and being in school, because I know how it feels to feel like you're underachiever, you don't feel worthy enough. So those are some of the lessons that I've learned here.
What about the community has changed since you was younger, good or bad?
I don't know if you say good or bad. It doesn't feel as the community level doesn't seem as more communitized as I was growing up. Prime example, majority of people that grew up here, their family, like my parents, my father specifically, and majority of our friends' parents grew up in Madison. And I don't know about your family experience, but I believe your family didn't grow up in Madison, did you? So this generation probably has more of a generation where you may have grown up here, but your mother or your aunt didn't grow up here, because there has been a transition in the community in Madison compared to when I was coming up. Prime example in the school, it was more integrated, it was more, what's the word I'm looking for? Diversity for us blacks and white students when I was coming here. Majority of the white population has left Madison. You know, I think Madison now, our enrollment is probably about 90%+ African American. When I was in school, it probably was 65-35 African American to Caucasian. When my father was here, it was majority, I say about 65% Caucasian, 30-35% African American. So it's been a transition in the diversity in the school. We had more stores when I was coming up in Madison. You had more right across from, you didn't have the gas station that's on 7th Street, but across from that was a Dairy Queen. So when I told you when I was in the 4th or 5th grade at Lewis Burr, if you had money or grades was good, you was able to go. And if you set the letter in, you can go to lunch at Dairy Queen for lunchtime. And they had something called a full meal deal. You can get a cheeseburger, fries, drink, and a shake for $2. And as a 4th or 5th grader, hey, that's a great deal. And I don't think this generation parents don't feel as safe letting their kids out on the streets going different places compared to where we was coming up. You know, I think now you'll be more careful or afraid of something happening to your child hanging out in a neighborhood compared to when I was coming up. We did have violence, but for children-wise, your children felt safe. And I don't think these parents are going to have the same feeling that my child would be safe if they're not out the house. And I think that's a big difference in the community. But like I say, most parents knew, my mother knew your mother. Or we know of your mother. And that's what I'm saying about majority of the families that had children here, they grew up here. This generation, like, your mother probably don't know a lot of people her age and community because she didn't grow up here. So that's the biggest difference. Everyone knew everybody. Whether you stayed in Madison, Bennett, Brooklyn, it's about a 90% chance you knew their family.
Well, I want to thank you for coming to be interviewed today.
I enjoyed it. That was a good interview. Thank you.